It's the other issue, Mark, is this question of really, is there any role of anthracyclines, period, even if there weren't heart disease? Is there really an advantage? The argument I've heard is, of course, obviously the meta-analysis showed an overall advantage, but the question is, was that all coming out of the HER2-positive population, which now has trastuzumab, and, quote, is there a role at all for anthracyclines, period, right now in the adjuvant setting?
I think that's where the field is headed. We have to answer that question. And I think to resolve it, it may require a prospective trial, which the US Oncology Group is doing in the case of the TIC-TAC trial. The data from retrospective subset analysis are amazingly consistent. And that is, if you look at HER2 across the board in numerous studies, those are the patients who drive a benefit from anthracyclines, and the HER2-negative cases do not have any apparent benefit, albeit in retrospective subset analysis. But the consistency of this observation is so striking that it really makes you wonder, do we really need a prospective trial to reprove this point with modern regimens? The answer for the U.S. Oncology Network is yes, and we'll get it directly, and that's fine, and that will hopefully lay it to rest. But I think that for HER2-negative disease, anthracyclines will probably be proven to be dispensable. And now that we have other regimens, such as TC, that are even more efficacious and less cardiotoxic, why would you ever want to use an anthracycline in that setting?
Is this answerable in a meta-analysis?
There already has been a meta-analysis, or at least a pooled analysis of data sets with regard to HER2 and anthracycline response.
But I mean, does PETO have that in the overview?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, I didn't think so. That's what you were talking about, the overview, Gracie?